Welcome to the Spiritual Cartel Step Meeting. Tonight we are looking at steps 4 and 5. And this week I'm pleased to introduce Bianca, who has kindly agreed to come and share for us. Bianca, over to you.
Thank you so much. Newcomers, welcome. I love that y'all introduced yourself at the beginning of this meeting, and I love Spiritual Cartel and everything that y'all are doing here. This meeting is for you, okay? And I'm probably going to be talking to you like I talk to my other recovered big book sponsors, because that's what's up. That's why you're here too. All right? As soon as y'all get hooked up with this spiritual solution, your mission will be our mission, right? We do this together to carry this message and to help those that still suffer. So, welcome to the newcomers. Welcome to future sponsors and message carriers and everyone else in the room. Maybe those who are feeling new today, who need a little 4-5 action practice in their program, right? It's not just a step we do once. These are tools. These are tools that we integrate. Yes. So we're looking at 4 and 5 today. Made a searching. That's the fact finding part of this. Okay. We're discovering, we're digging, we're searching diligently within ourselves. A searching and fearless fact facing. Okay. Face life successfully. Meet it square on. That's what this is about. Right. And it's a moral inventory of ourselves. Yes. Sometimes it starts off as the inventory of others, but we know the true purpose here. And step 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. We're going to break that all down today. I'll qualify here at the top. Why not? My name is Bianca. I am a gratefully recovered addict of the hopeless variety. I live free today only when I pick up this toolkit. That's the truth. And it's a full 12-step toolkit. So, of course, I work with others. I carry this message. If you're new with us, when I say that I'm an addict of the hopeless variety, right? What does this mean? Why does a person like me need the simplicity and power of a step 4 and 5 along with the others? So, when I want to stop, maybe you'll relate to this. When I want to stop, y'all, I want to stop, okay? I want to stop. I'm a smart cookie, okay? My ego has me thinking I'm smarter than everyone, and I know I need to stop, right? I get it. Okay, like I know I need to stop. I wish I could stop. I really wish it with everything I have. I wish I could stop. And here's the kicker. I try. I try. I try, I try, I try, I try, I try. I'm always trying, never really fucking doing, right? I'm trying. I'm working on it. I cannot stop on my own power. I'm totally hopeless. This book tells me I'm 100% hopeless. 100%. Not 99 point whatever, and I'll weasel my way. I'm 100% hopeless apart from divine help. I've had all the interventions one could have. Maybe you relate. The medical intervention, the therapeutic intervention, the family and friends intervention. My favorite one is me intervening on me. That's the one we all know. I need divine intervention. I need it. Present tense. Watch that, y'all. I need it. Not I needed it, however many years ago. Crawling on the ground, begging to be possessed, which did happen. Okay, but I need it today. Without help, it is too much for us. Always. We cannot lose sight of that. Bianca cannot lose sight of And you know the brilliant thing about this and why this unsuspecting inner resource, this spirit of the universe, this mighty purpose and rhythm that some of us call God is so fantastic is because even when I do lose sight of it, okay, and I'm unwilling to go to any lengths, there is always one that is. That one is God, right? So even today, when I'm asleep in untreated thought spirals, okay, and my defects of character, which we'll talk about today, you know, start to run the show, God will wake me up. God will wake me up, okay? God will wake me up. And what happens when we are fully integrating this 12-step program is there is space for that. Yes, we make that space for God to come in, even when we are asleep, to sound the fucking alarm, like, wake up, B, wake up. Give me a little zing of a reminder of my powerlessness and unmanageability, my pathlessness. I had a step one experience. I have step one experience. This comes for us. It's coming for your ass all the time. Cannot escape it. You know, what greater pain is there than just doing this, y'all? I'm talking to my, you know, recovered addicts in the room, or even some newcomers who got like a lick of the solution. And then you go back out and you just put your hands over your ears like, la, 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 la. I don't hear it. I don't. The pain. Okay. We can't really, 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 really go back. We could pretend. And that's really painful. So I have step one experiences, these reminders that I am 100% hopeless apart from divine aid. Okay. With maybe a little zing of pain. Capital P, divine. Some of y'all are in the darkness now. Let's capitalize that too. Why not? Because what this book asked me in my step two experience, right? After I admitted, conceded to my innermost self that I'm indeed an addict beyond human aid, I need something bigger than me. This book asked me to make a choice that God is either everything or God is nothing. There's no in between. We're going to talk a lot about the black and whiteness and the freedom in the black and white. Y'all, untreated, I live in the gray. I live between the yeses and the noes. I live in the wells. You don't understand the context, the circumstance. The simplicity of this program, particularly of steps four and five, there is so much freedom in this. So much freedom in this. So I'm asked to make this choice, right? That God is everything or nothing. There's no in between. I make a decision to turn my will. That's my thinking and my life, my actions over to the care. And divine timing is included in care, y'all. It's a reminder for me. Over to the care of this power. Right? As I understand or experience it. Untreated, I want to get lost in the figuring of things, in the analysis of things, in the defining. My dis-ease brings me away from the experience that's happening within in my body and my soul. We're here for a spiritual experience. Yeah. What happened to me? What happens to me? I get physically fucked, mangled beyond. Okay. My mind goes mush. I know what alcoholic insanity is without putting a mind altering substance into my body. I was dry or sober, you know, when I really hit it. And I die spiritually, okay? Most of us have to be pretty badly mangled in all three ways before we really commence to solve our problems. And then I make this decision, right? that I don't even know what it means. I don't even care what it means, you know, because I'm so desperate, right? At this step three turning point here, that I'll just do whatever. I decide I'm going to do this. Here comes the thing that I credit the least. I'm doing a little ninth step amends in my shares lately. You know, I always come in with this, you know, credit to God, credit to the desperation, credit to crawling on the ground, being mangled. True. All right. But also credit to agents of God. Agents of God, those who made a step three decision, who integrated a full 12-step program, who presented this to me, who were constantly thinking about how to present their discovery, those who were enthusiastic, abandoned themselves with enthusiasm to this work, okay, and acted as channels through which this message came to me. When I came to this point that there was nothing left for me but to pick up this kit of spiritual tools that were laid at my feet, someone's got to lay them. So major gratitude to all of you carrying the message, who carried the message to me. This is what we got to do, y'all. It's our duty to pass it on. Okay, let's get into it. We're looking at step four, okay? I've made a decision, but it could have little to like zero permanent effect. How about that? Unless at once, now, launch, go. At once followed by a strenuous effort. Simple but not easy. Okay, no one said this would be easy. It's actually, I don't even say hard anymore. It's impossible. It should feel impossible without a power greater. I love hearing that. I love hearing the honesty of the overwhelm, because I know my fellows are really on the right track. Okay, we do need to call something in here. It is too much. So I need a strenuous effort. I need to be like imbued with this power and energy for me to move forward in these steps. And I got to do it right away. Okay, so we don't hold up our sponsees. We launch. We rock it. I'm in the book. All right, we got to look at these old ideas. We have to look at the old ideas. We have to look at what's really killing us, what was really killing Bianca, the delusion. That's what takes me to the gates of insanity and death is the delusion. And our number one offender here is our resentments, right? This is where we discover, or where I discovered really and continue to discover my stories that are keeping me bound, right? Bondage of self, bound, trapped, imprisoned, right? This is why I don't feel free. I'm going to take us to the book. So we're launching out on a course of vigorous action, the first step of which is this house cleaning. It is the house cleaning, it is the fact-finding and fact-facing process. You know, we get armed with the facts in a step one experience. I got armed with the facts that I'm fucked, that I'm doomed. Good facts. Need those. Okay, gotta move forward now. Because I'm fucked. I'm fucked because there's no middle of the road solution for me. I'm hopeless and mangled on the ground. I want to die. I pray for death. My fantasies at the end were like that a SWAT team of medical professionals would bust into my house and shoot me up with sedatives and strap me down. That was a fantasy that I was having. Much like our friend Bill W. Okay, welcoming the Undertaker and the asylum. All right? Like, I want that. So I know I'm ill. I know I need divine help. But here in steps four and five, I'm getting armed with more facts. the facts about the nature of my defects, the nature of my defects that like poison that poison all of my relationships, my relationship with self, my relationship with spirit, my relationship with others, my relationship with ideas, my relationship with individuals, groups of people, types of people, institutions, like basically everything. We're always in relation. You know, this is like the thing we signed up for maybe when we hopped into the baby body, like send me to Earth, spirit. Can't wait. I really want to learn everything. I want to experience the full spectrum of human life in all of its intensity. And here's the real miracle here today, newcomers, because we actually get to do that. That is like the big promise of the program that I'm living today, is that I get to experience all of this like unemotionally medicated. Pure, baby. Okay? Uncut and pure. Don't we love it? I love it. I love it. This is what I was seeking, you know, when I was using. This is what I seek when I use today in those untreated thought spirals, right? Where I think, ooh, this defective character spiraling out in this shit is really going to give me the freedom power that I seek. Wrong. Okay. So we need to discover these facts about what's really blocking us. You know, many of us come to this, perhaps you're there now, or you have a sponsee that's there now, you know, in this like 1, 2, 3 world realm, right? Which doesn't have any like artifacts. Okay, it's just all kind of internal and reflection and discussion with others, and it's experiential, right? And you might hear something like this. Well, I don't understand God. I don't really know. I don't really have a conception of God. How can I move forward? This is something that you know, some of us miss. I certainly missed it in the beginning. You know, that this whole program, the entirety of the program, is designed, arguably divinely designed, to lay out a path, right? To seek this power. Does not end at a step 2 question, okay? Or a step 3 prayer, or a check mark in a workbook, right? It's really about integrating a full 12-step program. This is how we discover what this power is. Through our experience, right? So I'm like, no shit, you don't know anything about it, okay? Because we're still blocked at this point. I'm still blocked. I'm so blocked. I am ruled by my defects. And this is what we're looking at. So we have to discover the truth. Part of that truth, part of the facts is that I am blocked from this sunlight of the spirit. And I am at this point, right, convinced that self manifested in various ways is what is defeating me. So I got to look at these manifestations. We look at resentment as the number one offender. What a radical. I know I'm in a CA room. I know I have radicals. I know I have rebels in this room. I know I got people that like get off, you know, on being the radical rebel. I love that shit. Okay, so love this. Get in this book. How drastic of a proposal is this? Resentment is the number one offender. It destroys more alcoholics than anything else. More than alcohol? More than drugs? More than suicide? Homicide? More than natural diseases that progress with stress being driven by our defects of character? Yeah, it's pretty radical that resentment is where it starts, that this centers in our mind. From it stems all form of spiritual disease. So part of my qualification, right, it tells us when we describe ourselves as addicts, you know, we have to let each other know how baffled we were, how we finally learned that we were sick. This is part of it, right? Making this self-appraisal is how I get armed with more facts, that I have a spiritual disease. and we set this shit on paper. You know, I'm going to preface this by saying there's nothing original in these rooms, which is cool. We work within a lot of limitations, which allows us to be really creative if there's any artists in the room. You know, we work within, the limitations, the simplicity of this message, of this book, of these steps. It allows each of us as individuals to find our own style, right? And carry the message to those that need to hear our voice and our style. But we're all carrying the same message. There's nothing original here. A fellow of mine, in speaking about step one, talks about powerlessness and unmanageability, and also pathlessness. Like, it's another way to look at powerlessness, is that we're pathless, right? Directionless. And that we're purposeless. Those hit a little different for me, right? Powerless, unmanageable, pathless, purposeless. Because part of my, you know, my big problem, and the big problem that we all have, page 45, lack of power, it really is the only singular problem, that all the other problems, plural, fall under this umbrella of powerlessness. You know, I also feel purposeless, right? And we'll find that in the bedevilments on page 52 as well, right? That I feel useless. That's the end that I come to, you know, end stage alcoholism, active in that. And what I find with step four is that this, because it kind of, like, I'm talking to like my newcomers right now, y'all. Okay. Like, you know, it, there's something that happens, or it happened for me, you know, when I did this, you know, first cycle of steps four and five, because it produces an artifact, you know. Some of us are out here, like, we're living the full 12-step program. We're getting all this stuff from the experience and the magic of it all, right? But, like, when I first come in, having, like, that piece of paper, like, literally a piece of paper, there's something that happened that I was like, okay, I'm really doing this. I am a member. I'm doing it. It's this production of an artifact, because I'm coming from this 3D world. I don't really know what being rocketed into the fourth dimension is at this point. And there's something really wonderful about receiving practical tools, like how to do an inventory, how to set something on paper really simply, how to use that. That engaging with that, it gave me a little boost of, like, purpose. Like, I could pass this on to somebody, right? It's a very practical thing. When we talk about the practical application of these steps, and there was a little boost of path and purpose in me when I hit step four. So I get my sponsees to that ASAP. All right, let's look at it. So the simplicity of this is key, y'all. All right. It's black and white. It's black and white. I already did my bit about living in the gray. This needs to be accessible. It needs to be simple. Untreated, I think that things need to be really complicated to be powerful. But I've found the opposite in this work. I'm going to have, you know what, Angie, can you pull up our screen share? I'm going to tell a little story. You can pull it up in a minute. So, y'all, when I came into this, and I know some of y'all are just listening, what Angie's putting on screen right now is a fourth step format that I developed with a few of my very first sponsees. Okay. And just so you know where I come from, you know, I was brought through this work with the Spiritual Gangsters. Our crew was born out of the 12 steps, 4 hours workshop that Cameron F runs the last Sunday of every month. And, this is a format that goes perfectly with at least the version. This is the latest version. I think I did it with the 2023 version of the workbook. Here's the story, y'all. So my very first sponsee, my very first sponsee, her very first sponsee, okay? I took this woman through. She picked up a sponsee immediately, and they hit step four. Her sponsee was, I'll say it like this, because I know this is a recorded share. I know we watch what we say about each other. Her sponsee was coming, was recovering from a brain injury. Okay. Her sponsee couldn't write. Okay. Motor skills were impaired. She called me up, you know, to tell me. And this was, I mean, this is how God works, y'all. When we say you are helping us more than we are helping you, this is like to date the most inspiring thing in my entire everything in recovery. So she calls me up, having already developed a fourth step format. Now this is it was, you know, born out of her format, but she had made this format on Excel. Okay. She had made this format on Excel. So as she was taking her sponsee through, you know, they did it live. She wrote, you know, she wrote out columns 1 and 2 for him, and then had put in all the options for him in like Excel, like spreadsheet columns, for columns 3, 4, and 5. And all he had to do was, you know, like click, 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 click as they spoke with each other. So, you know, what we're looking at here for those who are listening, this is a format that I developed after I heard that story with her, you know, because accessibility is so important and simplicity is so important. And we can get so much from this. So you're looking at a 5-column inventory, you know, where there's minimal writing, y'all. This is not a novel. Minimal writing and columns 1 and 2. You know, when I hand this to my sponsees and we go through it, I just say, you know what? Keep it in the box. Keep it in the box. Let it rip, but keep it brief. Okay, we know the point. You know, particularly in our step 5, which is to get to, you know, the causes and conditions and the exact nature of our wrongs and what's blocking us and what we could have done, you know? So minimal writing in columns 1 and 2. And then in columns 3, 4, and 5, you've got all of your options listed for you. Okay. You highlight or underline what applies. You know why you're selecting these things. You know why. All right. And then what comes out of this is the long talk of step 5. That's the only place we see long in the book. Right? Your fourth step is a list. It is about being black and white. When we saw our faults, we listed them black and white. And then we get prepared for the long talk, right? That's if anything, the long part is where we really look at this. So in column 3, you know, we're looking at what is affected, our self-esteem, right? Our pocketbook, beyond the money, y'all. Pocketbook is just a resource. Okay, we got time, we got energy. Okay, what am I spending? We have our ambitions, which could also look like expectations and fantasies, our personal relationships, sex, our security, financial, spiritual, emotional, physical, safety, right? We're looking at that. In columns 4 and 5, we're dealing with the exact nature of our wrongs and the spiritual principles that are set opposite those. You know, when we come out of a fourth and fifth, y'all, our inventories should look something like this. You can pull that off the screen now, Angie. Thank you so much. If anybody's interested in that format, you know, hit me up, or perhaps Angie, you can post that in the chat. You know, I come out of a 4-5. Y'all, borrow my moral inventory if you need it. This is where I discover, okay, my false pride that I think I know everything. This infiltrates all of my relationships, every resentment I have, every fear I have, all of my harmful sex conduct and harms in general. right? My ego's through the roof. I'm arrogant as fuck. Okay, I have this, flip side of the coin where I'm self-loathing, my self-pity, my shame. Right? I'm jealous. I'm distrustful, particularly of God, divine timing, the path that is set out for me and others. I'm suspicious. I'm envious. I'm always comparing myself to others. I discover how self-centered I am in all of my relationships, my self-seeking motives, the way that I manipulate, dishonesty in all forms, my self-delusion, the way I lie to others, the way I show up and perform, which is part of my dishonesty, my stealing, my lying, how intolerant I am of myself and others, how I'm inconsiderate, my greed, my need to possess, to take rather than to give, my scarcity mentality. That's what my greed is born out of, that I believe that there is a finite amount of resources, love, time, money, energy, whatever. I gotta get that. My lust, okay, my infidelity, which is a lot about betrayal of self, betrayal of spirit. My hate, my anger, my white hot fucking rage. Gotta get real about that. My impatience, my urgency, urgency. My fear of, y'all, don't we have the same ones? The unknown, death, being misunderstood, unseen, invisible, fear of inadequacy. My irresponsibility. It's all about irresponsibility. Because y'all, I blame others, right? This is what we do untreated. I blame others. I wanted to take us to page five actually today. This is a fun one. This is in Bill's story. Someone had pushed a drink my way and I had taken it. Am I crazy? Right? Lost in my resentment. I want to be like, oh, they, right? Well, they did this, right? I was only responding to them, right? How irresponsible of me. And we can laugh about this today. We love the humor and levity. But yeah, someone pushes it my way. And make no mistake, y'all, it is the drink, it is the drug, resentment. Right? And I take it. This is why the grouch and the brainstorm is not for us. Total poison. So irresponsible. I've got gossip, I've got slander, I've got immoral thinking, I've got biases and prejudices galore. Prejudgment. Yes, I'm defiant and resistant. I'm a rebel. I'm a brat. Entitled, right? This is the moral inventory that comes out of what we can offer in the simplest of step four formats, where we're discovering these things that are blocking us. And I work with a five column system. So we're looking at the opposite of that, right? What we need to invite, what we need to embody, carry through in a step eight and nine practice. My humility needs to be strengthened. My trust, my contentment and gratitude, my unselfishness, my honesty and integrity, my helpfulness, my service, my generosity, intimacy, faithfulness, forgiveness, love, compassion, my responsibility, my faith, my courage, my patience, my enthusiasm, okay, my action, my honoring of the divinity in all, my kindness, my open-mindedness, my respect, the list goes on, right? These are the things that we need to come out of a step four and five with. I want to take us a bit into step five here. And I got to be real. I remember very little when I was brought through. A few aha moments, sure. Okay. But the depth, the richness, everything I got today is not from my own four or five, it's from taking others through. Okay? With that humility, inviting God in so that we, truly, we can have a spiritual experience, that we could come out of a step five session with the step five promises, right? That I'm continuing, me on this side, okay, sponsors, hello, that we are continuing to discover the things in us that are blocking us. Yeah, you want a real experience? Get on this side. Get on this side of step five. So there's markers to a step five experience. And I got to tell y'all that I hope I'm not alone, but the step five instructions were like totally revolutionary to me. If I could like point to like a section of the book that has revolutionized my, how I approach like the real psychic change around my conscious contact with other people, other agents of God, other humans, it would be step five instructions and commentary. Okay, because your girl, all right, untreated, I will take, you know, step four, five stuff, talk of resentments, talk of fears, talk of my past, talk of harmful conduct. I'll take that to anyone. Okay, untreated, maybe you did the same. Maybe you do the same. Let's check each other, right? I'm not going to properly appointed authority. I'm taking this shit to children. I'm taking it to a first date. I'm taking it, okay? I'm taking it to the people that I want to manipulate, okay? And change, right? Through my disclosure of these things. These markers of an effective step five experience are just so very, very important to me. And I'm telling you, it totally revolutionized the way I operate, right, in this world. I'm on page 74, right? This needs to be an intimate, confidential step. Check, check. We want to go to the properly appointed authority whose duty it is to receive it. Right? Duty implies like it's an honor. There's a little bit of training for it, right? They know it's their job. Okay. How about that? We should find such a person and they should be quick to see. They got to be an awakened person, quick to see and understand our problem. What's our problem, y'all? Lack of power. Page 45, the fact that we're blocked by these defects. They need to be closed mouth. They need to be understanding. They have to understand yet be unaffected. How about that? Because again, untreated, I wanted to affect you. I want to affect you. I want to seduce you. I want to get your sympathy. I want you to co-sign my shit. I don't want you to approve at what we're driving at, which is later on the page. Right? I want you to alter the plan. I want to alter the plan. Y'all know who to call. Right? I call those people like, oh, sweetie, you had no part in that. Right? Fuck them. Crazy. So crazy. They got to keep a confidence, right? And we have to do that. You know, when you're on the other side of a step five, right? Is it your duty? Do you understand? Are you unaffected, right? Meaning, is my program strong enough that I could, you know, there's nothing that's going to keep me up at night. I'm not losing a wink of sleep over the shit you're telling me in your fifth step, okay? Because my God's big enough to cover me and you. How about that? So I can't be emotionally dysregulated. And if I find that I am, guess what? I have a 4 and 5 practice. Okay. This isn't the last 4 or 5 you'll do in your life, newcomers. It comes back. Shout out to step 10, right? Like we have this tool. When I'm taking my sponsees through, my main goal, right, is that you know how to use the tool that is step 4 and 5. Okay. The mastery of this is something that comes as we practice this program. Right? And as God in divine timing reprograms our brains and we come into a psychic change to be able to enter into a greater depth with these steps. Do you know what a fourth step is? Do you understand this simple thing? Can you do it a little bit to have a little bit of an effect? Can you pass it on to someone else? That's me. Y'all, Bianca are carrying the message, okay, and my experience today. But that's what I'm concerned with. You know, I also come from a line, you know, that has, you know, is back to basics inspired. We do not need to look at 500 resentments. We do not need to look at 800 fears. Your sex inventory is about where you were selfish, your harmful conduct, okay? Where you were selfish, not the list of every sex act and thought you've had since you were however old, right? We're looking at the exact nature of our wrongs, okay? We're looking at that list of character defects and how they apply in every relationship, okay? We're not writing novels. We're not carrying around, you know, composition notebooks. It only takes a few incidents to learn, right? And discover what's keeping us blocked. What's keeping us in this pathlessness, this unmanageability, this powerlessness, this purposelessness. That's the key. So I take it through quick. You know, I'm looking at page 75. Illuminating every twist of character. That's where your thoroughness comes in. That is where the thoroughness comes in. Column 4. Every twist of character. You want to spend some time? That's where you spend some time. Every twist of character. Every dark cranny of the past. I usually can't talk about step 5 without emphasizing dark cranny. Not every cranny. Christ, we'd be here for years. And you know what? The sad thing about sitting on your 4 or 5 is all the people that are dying. That, okay, that's real. I'm just being real. I don't have much time left, so I like really let it rip. Okay, don't sit on it, y'all, because you could be literally to spend too much time on any one situation. This is in our book. Any one situation is to deny another addict the opportunity to live and be happy. So us, you know, dragging ass on this 4 or 5, oh, it's got to be really thorough. It can be very thorough and very simple without being a novel, right? We get through it. We know how to use it and pick it up. And we just look at the dark crannies. And what do we come out with here? You know, 5th step promises. Once we have taken this step, withholding nothing, all the promises are conditional. That's something I learned. Most of us learned the hard way, right? So if I'm not feeling these promises, it means very simply, I haven't taken the step. Maybe I missed something in the instructions. Or I withheld something, or both. If you follow the instructions and you don't withhold anything, you get the promises. It's just a formula. We can look the world in the eye, right? We can face life successfully. That's a little throwback to step 3, a little echo. We can be alone at perfect peace and ease. Our fears fall from us. It doesn't say we figured them out, analyzed them to shit. They fall from us. We begin journey. We begin to feel the nearness of our creator. We may have had certain spiritual beliefs, right? Little, ooh, step 2, throwback. But now we begin to have a spiritual experience. We. The feeling, all right, that your drinking, using, acting out problem has disappeared will often come strongly. It's a wonderful feeling. It is a feeling. It is not a fact, or it would be a 5-step program, right? So we keep going from here. We feel we are on the broad highway, walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. This is where we get these words like walking, like we're walking the walk now. Okay, we're really in it now. We got something to show for ourselves. Are we at the bottom of our heart? at the end of this, right, experience? Are we at the bottom of our heart? The next paragraph on page 75 says that we thank God from the bottom of our heart that we know God better. The key here is to get to the bottom of your heart. And for a lot of us, bringing rigorous honesty. Okay, not a 400 page whatever. Okay. But rigorous honesty in the thoroughness of really disclosing the nature of our defects. We do get to the bottom of our heart. Okay. That's something that, you know, I think it's an underrated line, right? And it's a simple yes and no, right? Are you at the bottom of your heart? Have we arrived at the bottom of your heart? And if we haven't, there's time, y'all. You got a lifetime, okay, to revisit this. I'm gonna take us one more place in the book because I know I bounced around. I just, you know, part of my step three decision is just like, God, work through me, let it rip on this meeting. I probably bounced around crazy. I'm very like tangential. It's my style, but I do want to end with something from We Agnostics. It's kind of how I started, right? Just because I know these things now. Ooh, I have knowledge. Look at it, black and white on the page. Yeah, I get that these are defects of character and I need to stop acting this way and thinking this way and I need to start acting this way in my spiritual principles. Like, very seductive to addicts like me. Okay, slip right back into, you know, the whole knowledge thing. Oh, I know better. Therefore, I will be better. Not so. This is why we need to continue. This is why 6-7 is so very important. And I'm sure we're going to get, you know, a stellar speaker on it for y'all next week. Bottom of page 44. If a mere code of morals, which is what we come out of a step five with, particularly with this format that I shared. If a mere code of morals or a better philosophy of life were sufficient to overcome alcoholism, many of us would have recovered long ago. But we found that such codes and philosophies did not save us. The most thorough of a 4-5 and the most, you know, honest and simple of a list did not save us. No matter how much we tried, whoa, we could not wish, whoa, look at these words, we could not wish to be moral, or we could wish to be moral, we could wish to be philosophically comforted. In fact, we could will these things with all our might, but the needed power wasn't there. Our human resources, as marshaled by the will, were not sufficient. They failed utterly. So let's invite God into the whole thing. And move on to 6 and 7. Thank you all for having me. I'll put my number in the chat and turn it back to our host.